September 17th marks the overthrow of the Hawaiian monarchy, and this month, the Hawaii Ponaui Coalition showcases what led up to that event. This Saturday and Sunday, it will offer a free walking tour on the grounds of Iolani Palace. It gives us a glimpse into what happened 4 days before Queen Liliuokalani abdicated her throne to avoid bloodshed, with the hopes that the U.S. would eventually restore the monarchy. It did not. We sat down with director Sammy Choi to talk about the walking tour, Mai Poina, which means don't forget.
The Mai Poina overthrow walking tour looks at the 4 days leading up to January 17, 1893, the day of the actual overthrow. We have costumed actors stationed at different places around the palace, around Iolani Palace on the grounds, and the audience actually walks from place to place. So it's not a theater experience where you just sit down and watch. You go to those actors. They're dressed in 1890s costume, and they will tell you what's happening on January 14th, 15th, 16th, what they're upset about, what the Committee of Public Safety has done, what the Queen is intending to do. For instance, January 16th, a woman will tell you that U.S. Marines were just landed and walked down King Street. And she's pointing right at King Street. And she says they're stationed right across the street from us at Arion Hall. And everyone is worried and scared, but we still believe in the Queen. That's the day before the overthrow. And then we get to the 17th, and a woman comes out, a representative of the Queen, and she has to read the statement saying that the Queen has relinquished her throne to the United States. What's interesting and compelling about this is that we all know the outcome. We know what happened in 1893. But when you see actors portraying characters from the period, you get caught up in it. And so by the time you get to the last day, the actual day of the overthrow, you look at the audience's faces and they are dismayed. They've been struck by the disappointment and the anger that all these people have felt. That's theater. That's what theater can do. Make things immediate. Make things hit you in the gut. And the irony, oh my God, the irony is that the Queen is saying, this is what I have done, but now we are trusting in the United States, when presented with the facts, that they will return our kingdom and my throne. She said that. She wrote it. And we know, of course, that it never happened. I honestly think she believed in the United States as a champion of the poor and the weak. And it's so ironic. We have people in Hong Kong now who are waving American flags as they protest for their rights. And yeah, this show abounds with irony as you go through it.
And we have to mention Mauna Kea because there are folks that are saying this is what it's all about. It's some of that repeated trauma that we've been subject to over the years.
Yes. On every day of this tour, every station of the tour, there will, I think, be issues brought up that resonate now about the rights of Hawaiians, about the economic coalitions that are trying to grab power for themselves. They talk about voting rights and how voting rights are taken away arbitrarily, like the bayonet constitution, what that did. We have a character who's a Chinese man who emigrated to Hawaii mid-1800s. And he says, yeah, under the earlier constitutions, I could vote. But under the bayonet constitution, no Asians could vote. And that just resonates with the racism that's happening today, about voting rights being taken away so sneakily but legally. There's a lot. There's a lot to tweeze apart. There's a lot to pay attention to in this theater piece.
And so when the script was getting put together, you had to do the research and you had to condense it down, right?
The interesting thing is that in 1993, Victoria Nalani Newbel was commissioned to write a 3-day pageant about the overthrow. It was the 100th anniversary. So she wrote that, and it took place downtown in and around. You remember that,
yes,
right?
Yes, I was there for that.
Yes.
Powerful.
Powerful. And there's the queen in a carriage and Marines in costume walking down the street. Victoria took that three-day show and has condensed it. So all the research comes from primary sources, and we are doing what is essentially a little over an hour's worth of this pageant from 1893.
Is there any chance that some of this could go to the neighbor islands?
We have taken this show to Maui, to the Maui Arts and Cultural Center. We had to revamp it, rework it so that we could do it indoors on a stage. So it's very different, but we use a lot of projections that bring people to locations since we don't have the palace grounds themselves. I would love to take this to Washington.
Now that's an idea.
But funding is always the issue. Funding's always, it's every year. We're struggling for funds.
Okay, but this is how many characters, cast of characters that you've got on this?
In this show, it's 10. We have 10 actors. However, once you finish that tour, you get to January 17th, then you go to the Queen's statue. Euclid Aluli, who is a noted Hawaiian attorney, will be giving you the history of Hawaii from 1893 to now. So you get an overview of what happened. And then after that, we have a group called Pacific Tongues, a slam poetry group, and they perform pieces about their lives now, today. And I've heard that this year, all their pieces are focusing on the Mona, on TMT. So that should be really riveting.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So, yeah, a way to be able to weave the past and the present.
Exactly. And then after that, we do have Hawaiian scholars on hand to give people a forum to vent, to say how they feel about what they've seen, to ask questions, too, if there's something they didn't understand or something they've never heard of. Our Hawaiian scholars are there to answer them.
Okay, so putting it all in context, mm-hmm. We're going to be in the Capitol District, just across from Kauai Hau Church, which is marking the arrival of the missionaries, the 200th anniversary. Big deal.
Big deal, lots of
context, lots of history to kind of digest and mm-hmm. process mm-hmm. to help us understand just what are the forces at play today.
Right. And by listening to what happened then, you understand what's happening now. And because this is such an important message, the foundation has made it free every year. You still have to get reservations at maipuina.org, but it is absolutely free.
That was Sammy Choi, director of the walking tour and dramatization of the events leading up to the overthrow of the Hawaiian monarchy. The final tours, again, are Saturday and Sunday afternoon. The program is free. Reservations recommended. For links, go to our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.